Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Damien Carbon. Teachers across the state will down tools on Tuesday and go on strike for the first time in a decade. Thousands to head to Optus Stadium before marching to Gloucester Park, where they'll demand better pay and conditions. Premier Roger Cook says plans are in place to keep classes open in some capacity.
The understanding I have at this stage is that all schools will be able to look after the children, albeit under some adjusted arrangements. Every parent should be aware that they should send their child to school next Tuesday. The principals will work with their teachers and with the department to ensure that we have the resources we need to look after those kids.
The Prime Minister expected to make an announcement today on a security guard who was attacked in the Bondi stabbing massacre. The Immigration Minister has spoken to Mohamed Taha, who's still recovering in hospital. Anthony Albanese telling Nine improvements to his visa are expected to be finalised this morning.
We see no reason why this shouldn't be approved, and I'm very confident it will be approved. He is the sort of character that we want to see continuing to contribute here in Australia.
Elective surgery wait times are now the longest on record. That's according to a new report from the Australian Medical Association this morning. Median wait times now sitting at 49 days. That's compared to 27 days 20 years ago. And Swifties are standing by with Taylor's new album dropping at midday Perth time. The first single off the Tortured Poets Department has been revealed to be Fortnite. It features Post Malone. Into sport, and Fremantle's Twin Towers will be on display for the first time this season with Sean Darcy back in time for Derby 58. He'll share ruck duties with Luke Jackson tomorrow night, while the Eagles have recalled Dom Sheed. Some of the heat has been taken off Western Bulldogs coach Luke Beveridge after a 10-goal win over St Kilda. WA's Aaron Norton with an equal career 6 goals.
If we front up like we have tonight, a couple of other occasions where we've had good outcomes, you know, we'll be in the mix, but it remains to be seen, and we understand that.